For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. Every MU employee is now mandated to report any act of sexual misconduct through a newly implemented Title IX policy. MU created a convenient way to report misconduct, but employees are still waiting to receive mandated reporter training. KBIA's Jen Cooper has more.
Under the newly imposed Title IX policy, university employees are required to report any act of discrimination. In an email to students, faculty, and staff, Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton says all university employees are mandated reporters. Mary Jo Bankin is MU's spokesperson. She said MU created a new Title IX website to file discrimination reports.
We're hoping that everyone who becomes aware, you know, of any of these actions certainly is responsible and takes the correct actions. We're trying to make it as easy for anyone who becomes aware of any of these actions to report them.
Other employees from Duke University and the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater receive online sexual harassment prevention training. Right now, MU's mandated reporter training is still under development. John Fugere is a communications officer for the UM system.
What our goal is to ensure that the training for all mandated reporters is as convenient and effective as possible. So what we're looking at is most likely an online training.
He says all employees should receive training by the end of this year. Fugere says the UM system wants to go beyond the minimum Title IX training requirements when it comes to addressing sexual misconduct and wants to become a national model for other colleges and universities. Jen Cooper, KBIA News.
Tiger Pantry's recent partnership with the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, focuses on providing benefits geared towards college students. KBIA's Abigail Corison has the story.
The partnership began on October 12th, and the organizations hope that this will allow for more college students to obtain food assistance. The SNAP program is known for offering nutritional assistance to low-income families and individuals and is an organization that works to prevent domestic hunger. The Second Harvest Community Food Bank's Director of Programs, Christine Furbacher, says that the SNAP program is a great resource and that students who are in need of some help should take advantage of.
College kids actually definitely qualify, especially those individuals that are emancipated or are out on their own and don't have any support from their families because their families aren't able to.
Tiger Pantry works with many local food banks and organizations in and around the Columbia area in order to help in lowering domestic hunger in Columbia.
That was KBIA's Abigail Corson. Opponents of Missouri's Right to Farm bill filed suit against the state regarding the ballot language in the proposed constitutional amendment. But supporters of the bill say the language did not mislead voters. Leslie Holloway, the director for regulatory affairs at the Missouri Farm Bureau, says the language in the ballot is consistent with other constitutional amendments.
It's very unusual, if not unprecedented until this year, to have ballot language challenged after the election. And I can't imagine that there's any reason for this lawsuit to proceed.
The amendment passed during the primary elections by over 2,000 votes. A new partnership explores the challenges facing Missouri women and develops possible solutions. KBIA's Amber Smith has the story.
The University of Missouri and the women's advocacy group, the Women's Foundation, are collaborating in an effort to understand the concerns of women in Missouri. The Women's Foundation has been conducting focus groups in order to identify potential areas of improvement for the lives of women in Missouri. The Women's Foundation President and CEO, Wendy Doyle, says the goal of this research is to create new policy agenda to propose to lobbyists.
The goal for the Women's Foundation is to utilize that information from a communications and an education perspective, but also to help develop a policy agenda to really impact systemic change for women in the state of Missouri.
The research examines the status of Missouri women with respect to income, education, health, and public engagement. The Women's Foundation will use the research in order to propose policy agendas aimed at bettering the lives of Missouri women.
That was KBIA's Amber Smith. Attendance and ticket sales for the 8th Annual Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival increased this year. KBIA's Kaylee Peterson has more details.
Thumper Entertainment, the company who plans the event, released its official attendance numbers Tuesday. The festival attracted 27,000 people, including attendees, volunteers, and artists and performers. 10,760 tickets were sold to attendees for the three-day event that was held September 26th through the 28th. Festival Director Julie King says they were expecting this increase.
Yes, we were expecting an increase. Last year was our first year in the park, so of course we were able to make it better, and I think that brought a lot of more people out.
King accredits the increase to more promotion of the event and what she says was an awesome lineup. People traveled from 43 states and countries, including Japan, Australia, Sweden, and Canada, to attend this festival. For KBIA News, Kaylee Peterson.
The state of Missouri is allowing temporary changes in grain hauling regulations to help farmers get their crops to market. The Missouri Department of Transportation says private and for-hire motor carriers will be able to haul soybeans, corn, and other grains at heavier than normal weights. The change takes effect immediately and lasts through midnight December 14th. KYTV reports farmers are struggling to harvest their crops because of recent heavy rains. The changes will allow haulers to carry up to 10% more than their licensed weight. The heavier loads will not be allowed on interstates. The state will also not require overweight permits for the slightly overweight loads. Researchers from around the world are joining government leaders at Washington University in St. Louis for a four-day symposium on global challenges. The gathering aims to bring together top international scientists to help confront environmental issues, public health crises, and more. The McDonnell Academy Symposium opened yesterday and continues through Sunday. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.